West 57th Street, as we've been all this week with some wonderful people. And while we back that part of history, 1974, Thanksgiving, Elton John at Madison Square Garden with a special guest appearance from John Lennon, as you just heard. And as you heard yesterday from John's son, Julian Lennon, where Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds came from. Now, I know in print and in the rock media print anyway, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds was LSD, but that wasn't really the true story. It was little Julian coming home from school with a little painting he had done. And John asked him, what is that? And he said, that's my friend Lucy, my little girlfriend Lucy. And that's the sky, and they're the stars. And so the song came about that way, or sort of, as did Hey Jude and other things. I have a very special afternoon ahead of me, and I'm looking forward to it, and you will too. Special guest, and he's here with us now, and we'll be talking to him momentarily, is Peter Wolfe, a great friend of ours, and the radio station, and you folks too. Going to have a lot of fun. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's Scott Uni live from the Hard Rock Cafe as we celebrate 17 years of rock and roll at 102.7 WNEW FM. Back with Scott and Peter Wolfe. Right.
And the lesson we learn from this story is
crazy, that's what I am.
This is a song about L-O-V-E, and if you abuse it, you're gonna lose it. If you lose it, you're gonna abuse it. If you abuse it, you ain't gonna be able to choose it, cause you ain't gonna have it further on down the line. Things ain't gonna be so fine. You're gonna be sitting there on your little machine, trying to look and keep it clean. You're gonna be playing bingo all night, all alone. This is what the people with the green teeth, and here they are.
Oh, I need some crazy.
Crazy,
Peter Wolfe is live with Scott Muni at the Hard Rock Cafe at 102.7 WNEW FM. Let's go to Scott Muni.
Thank you very much, Dennis, and indeed live, and lively too, and always full of fun. Actually, it's Peter Wolfe here.
Yabba Gabba Luba, how you doing, Scott?
You're going to play DJ, and I know you're ready.
Well, it's hard to play DJ next to you, sir, but...
No, you did it a long time ago anyway.
Yes, I...
And every time you come around, I love to have you as a DJ. You're right.
Up in Boston, I used to have the Wolf of Goof of Mama Tupa show, that making your knees freeze and your bladder splat. If it's in you, it's got to come out, because that's what rock and roll is all about. Give us a call, and don't just know, we're going to have some fun until it's on.
You got it.
But down... Right. Yamaguma.
Yamaguma.
Man, now, what are they drinking down there at the bar? What do you think?
Anything they can get.
Yeah.
Whatever they can afford.
Just like up here, huh?
We got to tell everybody, by the way, they can come by this afternoon. We're going to be here till, of course, 5 o'clock on the air. And our guest this afternoon, Peter Wolfe's here right now. Richard Belzer will be coming along. And Ron Wood is going to close
that
out
be,
the show.
That could be trouble, yes.
Oh, yeah, that could be trouble. Well, we're always looking for trouble. If we can find it, that's all right, too. But the folks here all week, and this crowd today and everything, it's just great. Everybody's having a good time. They got good food, and you can come by here. It's on West 57th Street between Broadway and 7th. It's on the uptown side. It's got a big British Union Jack flag and a big American flag outside to kind of identify the place. It used to have a Cadillac sticking out of the wall, and
Cadillac
they made them take
Jack.
It down.
Yeah, they had to take it down?
Yeah, they said it wasn't an awning. I guess it isn't, really.
Well, it keeps the rain off, is that it?
No, yeah, well, it did, but They took it out of there. So if somebody wants to buy the rear end of a Cadillac, it's around here somewhere.
Maybe they should put up a Pinto.
Peter Wolfe, okay, right now we know you're off solo and doing your own thing and doing real great at it. What about your plans for the tour?
Well, there's no exact plans. I'd like to get out during maybe the holidays here and Christmas time and do a little holiday shows and motivating, but that's what I'm down here talking with some people. Performing is what I love to do the most. I love making records, but performing and getting in front of the audiences and crowds and getting there and sweating and doing it too, this is the thing that makes it all worthwhile, so hopefully I can get that together soon. I know I just did a Saturday Night Live a week ago, and that was fun, gathering people like Elliot Easton from The Cars and G.E. Smith, who plays with Hall & Oates, and Billy Idol's drummer Tommy Price, and just, I like working with different people, friends of mine that just like playing rock and roll. If it's all night, it's all right.
Okay.
But you see, I was originally from Bronx, New York. Now, if you notice, you have Brooklyn, you have Queens, you have Staten Island, you have Manhattan, but you only have the Bronx. So, is that right?
Yeah! Yeah!
Now, but living for 199 years up in Boston, you know, coming back down to New York, it always feels good. And I remember when I was studying painting down here, and I had me a little studio. One day I walked into a small club, and there was this guy with a spiral notebook. He had all this, you know, words out, and this next song was a song that he was putting together, and it had the strangest title I ever heard, and it was called Subterranean Homesick Blues.
Guy here in our live rock performance from the Hard Rock, and Peter Wolf, who wants to get on a stage real soon. He's here in New York working out and scheduled to line up some dates and some gigs, and we'll be talking more to Peter Wolf, our special guest this afternoon, and we'll do that right after we have a few words.
This is Dennis Elsis at WNEW-FM. Back we go, uptown and across town, where Scott Muni is live at the Hard Rock Cafe. Scott's special guest, Peter Wolf. Scott?
Thank you very much, Dennis. And we are live, of course, at the Hard Rock. It's our sexy and 17th birthday. Sexy and 17, 17 years of rock and roll at NEWFM, and long before that, more rock and roll out there, and I was doing something before that, too. And Peter Wolf, who's, of course, a little bit younger than I am, quite a bit, was also growing up listening to rock and roll. As a matter of fact, now, you know, you could, I was just thinking, if I take a couple of days off and you're in New York, you could be, you know, you could do my show for me.
Yes, that would be great, because I can come down in and I can go, yes, this is Pete Wolf sitting for Scott Muni. I'm talking with Roger Daltrey. Roger, will the Who ever get back together?
That's pretty good.
I can also do John Wayne doing Cary Grant.
Do that.
All right, go for your gun. But I better stop there.
I got the six shooters. Peter Wolf, our special guest, he's been a friend of the station of ours for a long time, and that's because he's been giving us great music and doing it on his own, getting ready to go on tour. And being, I guess, if you grow up in New York as you did, well, I should say the Bronx.
Yes, thank you, Scott.
The Bronx, but it's New York.
Yeah.
Bronx, New York, yeah. You must have gotten into music early. How'd that happen? What happened to you?
Well, basically, in the time I was growing up in New York, I should say the Bronx, New York, New York had this great phenomenon where it had probably the most interesting radio. And you had a man by the name of Alan Freed, who I know is a very, very close friend of yours that we talked about a lot. And Alan Freed, the man who people say, you know, and probably did coin the word rock and roll.
Yep.
He had a show on, when was Alan's show on? Six, was it? Or then his afternoon show.
What do you mean, time? Yeah, well, he did afternoon and then he did evenings.
Right. But the evening show, I remember I'd get back from school and there'd be the Alan Freed show. And I'd listen to that. And this is a little bit before transistors. So you had the radio you had was kind of big. And there you'd be sitting in your bedroom with the radio on. And after Alan Freed was a guy that just used to blow my mind. His name was Jocko Henderson. And he had a show and his rap. And a lot of, you know, I learned a lot from these guys. Because, first of all, these disc jockeys played their own music. And they really helped establish a lot of artists. So it wasn't like a program kind of thing that happens to a lot of radio stations here. You know, NEW is unique in the sense that people play a lot of different music, but a lot of stations across the country are pretty tight. But in those days, a DJ can play what he wanted, and these men had great personalities and great musical taste. And Jocko Henderson had the show, and he would go, "Ooh, Papa Do, and how do you do? The time I'm riding now is 11:15. You're listening into Jocko and his rocket ship machine." And he just played this, you know, all this great music. Following Jocko was this guy called Symphony Sid. And Symphony Sid used to have this great, great jazz show. And I think it was Lester Young or somebody he had this theme. Baba do be 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 baby did it. Baba do be be. And Symphony Sid would be live from Birdland. And he would have people like Thelonious Monk and Art Blakey and the original Jazz Messengers. And, you know, I'm sort of like, you know, 10 and 11. I'm listening to all these guys. And they're playing. John Coltrane would be playing. And then he would have these shows from the Apollo, the Symphony Sid jazz shows, midnight shows. And they were great. You know, Jimmy Smith, and you'd see all these fantastic jazz artists. And after Symphony Sid, starting at midnight, was this gentleman by the name of Magnificent Montague. And he used to have this show called Show for Lovers. And he would talk in a very low voice. And he would say, "Darling, if your man is mistreating you, call me. And man, if you're mistreating your woman, and she's lying down there next to you, I want you to all of a sudden just shake your woman up. I want you to plant this huge, big kiss on your woman's lips and say, 'Baby, baby, I love you.'" And they would play, you know, sort of Joe Tex, "Hold on to what you got." And, you know, I'd be listening to these guys till 6 in the morning. I was supposed to go to school the next day. My eyeballs are rolling around in my head. And then they had these fantastic shows. You know, Alan Freed put together these fantastic shows. And you'd have people like, you had all sorts of great acts on it. Jerry Lee Lewis and Chuck Berry and Screamin' Jay Hawkins. And I remember one of my favorite artists of all time. And I remember being like 11 or 12 years old and seeing these gentlemen walk on stage, hearing and seeing Frankie Lymon sing "Why Do Fools Fall in Love, Set My Soul on Fire."
My life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain.
Luba Luba. All right. That was, of course, a couple of Motown songs. And before that, we had the great Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, Why Do Fools Fall in Love?
Boy, that was something.
I don't know.
Those days, singles. Well, that's all it was. It wasn't really any LP activity. So it was the day of the singles.
Yes. I don't know why fools fall in love, but we do fall. Micey.
Yeah, too often sometimes. And, well, love stinks sometimes.
That's love stinks. Scott, this is true, but we all crave the smell.
Scott and Peter, I hate to interrupt you. This is Dennis Elsis back at the studio.
Sure, Dennis, just keep rapping.
Oh, that's all right. Listen, we have an overseas phone call. Will we pay for an overseas phone call, Scott?
Yes.
Okay,
I'll just have
the boss
pick up the tab. He can't take a joke.
No, actually, she's calling direct.
She
is. Let me bring up the line here from Germany. Joan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, Joan Jett and Scott Neely and Peter Wolf.
Yeah, hello, hello.
Hi, Joan Jett. I love rock and roll, too.
Hello, Peter.
How you doing, Joan?
I just wanted to call. I'm in Germany. I'm in Würzburg, Germany.
You're in where now?
I wanted to call and wish you a really happy 17th anniversary at the Hard Rock.
All right. All right, Joanie, thank you.
And this is the first date of a 6-week Scorpion tour. So it's pretty intense. We're just getting ready to go on stage. In fact, it's 18 minutes now till we go on stage.
So 18 minutes until what over there?
Pardon?
Eight o'clock? What time is it? It's nighttime in Germany, right?
Yeah, it's just about 8 o'clock at night.
All right. And here we are in the afternoon at the Hard Rock Cafe, live in New York on 57th Street, having a cold one, and saying hello to everybody and celebrating our 17th birthday. And since you love rock and roll, of course, you're a newcomer, really, young Joan Jett. But we've been playing some old stuff and some new stuff
young
and some current stuff.
Young and tender and a solid cinder.
You hear him? Young and tender and a solid cinder. Okay, Peter Wolf is our guest, and later on, Ron Wood's going to be here, and Richard Belzer and all that. We miss you, and I know you wanted to be here. I appreciate the telephone call anyway, because this is our last day for this particular week live from the Hard Rock. We've got a lot of folks here live having a good time. And say hello to everybody, Joan, and we'll let you get on stage.
Okay, well, I wanted to call because I really wish I could be there.
Would you do me a favor from Germany?
Joan,
would you do me a favor? Introduce your new record, play disc jockey from Germany right now on the telephone, and then we'll play your new record.
Here's a song called Talking About My Baby off the new
thank Joan Jett a lot. She called us from Germany. Now she's going on stage there to, she's working with that Scorpions tour, and they're in Germany. They're going to be all over for a few weeks, and it was nice for her to call and wish us a happy 17th anniversary. Joan Jett, I love rock and roll. Talking to my baby, her new thing. And we're going to be talking to a great friend, and that's Peter Wolf, right after these messages.
1027 WNEW FM in New York. Scott Muni live at the Hard Rock Cafe as we celebrate 17 years of rock and roll. Scott's special guest right now is Peter Wolf. Let's go back live to the Hard Rock Cafe and Scott Muni.
All right, you folks, we have till 5 o'clock. If you're close by, you can stop in the Hard Rock Cafe, West 57th Street between Broadway and 7th. And
hey, Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing real good, and I got Peter Wolf and Charlie and...
Can you hear me, Scott?
Kendall, I can hear you real
good.
We're
working in the crowds. We're working in the crowds.
They're right down in there. Go to it.
We're gonna do a little walking around, see what people are doing up here. Where we went to see? We're going to investigate some tables. How you doing, buddy? Wait, hold on now. We're descending these plush staircases. Where are you from?
Hi, I'm from Bayside, Queens.
Oh, yeah?
All the way from Bayside.
What you been having today?
I've been off today. I got my Halloween costume.
Oh, is that what you're wearing?
No, sorry.
Where you from?
Bayside.
Bayside. You rocking and rolling?
I'm rocking and rolling.
All right, doing a tour. Let's walk over here and see what some people are eating here.
Rock and roll, Peter.
Okay. Ah, yeah. How you doing?
I'm all right.
What's your name?
Peter. Bob McMahon, sat down.
What you drinking?
And Michelob, as you see.
Okay, no. But I have a thing. Why don't you guys all take these bottles of beer? I count to three and we'll do a blast drink-a-thon. Ready?
Yeah.
On three, ready? One, two, three, and then the lights will be out, isn't it?
Yeah!
Oh, we gotta get talk to some young ladies. Here we have some young ladies here. Where are you young ladies from?
Southampton.
Southampton. Oh, posh, posh, posh. And where are you from?
West Hampton.
Oh, posh, posh, posh. And what brings you ladies here this afternoon?
Lunch.
Lunch. All right. Lunch. All right. We got some crazy rockers back. Oh, the boys in the back room here. Yamanuma, where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Jersey, Rutherford.
You
right
are from
up there in the Meadowlands. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
What brings you here today?
Oh, what else but rock and roll? Rock lives, right?
Rock lives.
Let's rock and roll.
Now we're gonna try to swing up to the main bar, right? But before we do that, hold on. We gotta hear them.
You ain't live, man.
I ain't live. No, I mean this ain't going over the air.
This ain't live. What's up, man?
How you doing?
I'm cool. How you?
What brings you here today?
You.
Oh, well, thank you, man.
Where's Don Covey?
Don Covey, he's going to be coming down.
Okay. Enjoy yourself.
Okay, you too.
My man.
Okay, this is for...
Pete, what's up, baby?
This is off. How you doing?
How you doing, man?
How you doing?
All right, good. How you doing?
Where you from?
Seaford.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Pick a number from 1 to 10.
7.
Oh, I'm sorry, the answer's 6. But what's your favorite season of the year?
Spring.
I'm sorry, the answer's summer, but we have a marvelous set of tourist luggage coming for your way. And right now, going back to the studio, Chuck Berry, Almost Grown.
Whoa, whoa.
You know, I'm almost grown.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah, and I'm doing all right in school. They ain't said I broke no rule. I ain't never been in Dutch. I don't browse around too much. Don't bother me, leave me alone. Anyway, I'm almost grown. You know, I'm still living in town. But I done married and settled down. Now I really have a ball.
Hi, this is Julian Ennen, and I want to wish WNEW-FM a happy 17th anniversary and the best of luck. We'll be right back.
there's a selection, of course. A lot of our music this afternoon selected by Pete Wolf. Peter Wolf, our special guest, and we did a little song from the latest album there, I Need You Tonight, and before that, something old, right? Almost Grown,
yeah, Chuck Berry. Curry. Still sounds good after all these years.
Never did sound bad.
No, never did.
Peter's playing disc jockey with us, and right now we're going to do a little bit of a sell, sort of, because along with our 17th anniversary, we got Mark McEwen out there with the microphone now with Charlie Kendall.
Yeah, we're sitting over here by Brian Jones's guitar, and I have, boy, good food around here, good drink around here, and plus we have the TJ Martell Foundation, let me get back away from this, t-shirts that are happening here.
Yes, we do have the TJ Martell t-shirts. They're on sale here at the Hard Rock Cafe all this week. And I guess today would be probably almost your last chance, unless there's a few left, which we'll have on Monday. We've almost sold out our entire supply. This is a limited edition collector's item shootout at the Hard Rock Cafe t-shirt. $7.50 is all they cost there at the front door at the Hard Rock Cafe. You just walk by and pick one up. Now, if we have any left over, which right now it doesn't look like they will, but if we do, I'm sure that come Monday morning, Jim Monahan will have that taken care of with Richard Neer and Lisa Glassberg. Right, Jim?
Definitely. Do I get one?
I don't know.
I mean, are they going that fast? Then I better get one quick?
If I were you, I'd pick it up right now.
Fats, one thing you don't know about, if you're a real good person, you come down here before 5 o'clock, we will give you a TJ Martell Foundation t-shirt with Scott Muni in the t-shirt. Although Scott doesn't know about that just yet. What do you think about that, Scott?
Why not? $7.50? No, actually, everybody should know that the TJ Martell Foundation was named for a young man, 19 years old, when he died of leukemia. And it's a music industry-funded charity to fight leukemia and cancer. They have their own clinic that is a 24-hour operation to try to find out how we stop leukemia, how we stop cancer. They're at Mount Sinai here in New York, and the entire music industry has kind of adopted this, and we're happy to be part of it. And Mark, you said it well, and so did you, Charlie. And, of course, I guess Monahan is out there. I just heard Monahan, so I know he's there.
With his TJ Martell Foundation t-shirt on over his head.
Yeah, he said he wanted one. Well, for $7.50, he can have it. You know, we get it one, and it's only $7.50. And our special guest this afternoon right now is Peter Wolf. And coming up, of course, we're going to have Richard Belzer and Ron Wood, too. And you're invited to come to the Hard Rock. It's on West 57th. We're here live, as I said, and so is everybody else. And, okay, Pete, you're playing disc jockey and doing other things, but let's go back to Peter Wolf. And we were back when you were 11 and 12 years old, going around bopping and rocking at the shows as they were. Because remember, in those days, you didn't go to a concert. There wasn't concerts. There weren't concert halls.
No, it was just shows where you had maybe 12 acts.
And everybody did their hit records.
Everyone did the hit record, did two or three songs, and they'd have a large orchestra behind them, and they'd come back out. And if it was a small group like Buddy Holly, he'd come out with his band. But I remember I was going to high school up in Manhattan, and one afternoon I rolled into the Apollo Theater, and there I saw one of the greatest showmen ever to live getting down on his hands, knees, and screaming, James Brown, There Was a Time.
Huh.